And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of August, 2015. 1896, on this date, gold was discovered in the Yukon Territory in Canada, which began the great Klondike gold rush. It's the birthday of the writer who the Washington Post called the poet laureate of sour alleys and dark bars of racetracks and long shots, Charles Bukowski, born in Andernach, Germany, in 1920. He grew up in Los Angeles, had a rough childhood. Father had a violent temper, used to beat the boy. Bukowski was 13 when a friend gave him his first drink of alcohol, and Bukowski said, "This is going to help me for a very long time." Published his first story when he was 24, a story called Aftermath of a Lengthy Rejection Slip. And the rejection slip in the story reads, "Dear Mr. Bukowski, again, this is a conglomeration of extremely good stuff and other stuff so full of idolized prostitutes, morning after vomiting scenes, misanthropy, praise for suicide, etc., that it is not quite for a magazine of any circulation at all. This is, however, pretty much a saga of a certain type of person, and in it I think you've done an honest job. Possibly we will print you sometime, but I don't know exactly when. That depends on you." Charles Bukowski worked at odd jobs, pickle factory, dog biscuit factory, slaughterhouse, post office, and then when he was 35, he started writing poetry. His great patron was John Martin, the publisher of Black Sparrow Press, who loved Bukowski's work and started Black Sparrow with the sole aim of publishing anything Bukowski wrote. It's the birthday of the novelist and editor William Maxwell, 1908, Lincoln, Illinois, editor at the New Yorker magazine for 40 years, edited John Cheever, Salinger, Nabokov, John Updike. Maxwell said, "I came as a result of being an editor to look for whatever was unnecessary in my own writing." And it's the birthday of Lawrence of Arabia, T.E. Lawrence, 1888, in Tremadoc, Wales, author of his memoir, The Seven Pillars of Wisdom, an account of his exploits leading Arabs in their revolt against the Turks. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Green entitled The Business of Crows. One of them has a discarded half-pint milk carton by its pinched top and is banging it on the sidewalk. Hopping with it, dragging it along, he hefts it with his beak and swings it against the concrete. Then he pauses to inspect his work, to adjust his grip before picking up the carton and smacking it down again. Every time he hits the sidewalk with the empty box, it makes a flat, satisfying plop. Perhaps that's all the crow wants, the hollow report he gets for his labor, confirming its emptiness. As for me, I have stopped on the way back to my office to watch a crow's involvement with a milk carton. Sunlight filtering through bare trees stains the bird a dark blue that slips to black like secret ink and makes sense only as his feathers move. What could possibly be more important than this? I have no further excuses. The Business of Crows, a poem by Joseph Green, from What Water Does at a Time Like This, published by Moonpath Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering the weekly poetry podcast, Poetry Off the Shelf, featuring contemporary American poets, readings, reviews, and more. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/poetrypodcast. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.